His name is Elmo Hooker, and he's behind hits like Bossa Now, Weight of the Sun, the original. Now, this is the remix, and the song All I Need, and Bottle of Loneliness, and a whole lot of other hits as well. This is the Cuba remix of it. Initially, we had Onya, it's a new one, features Ibarra on it, and we had Kojo Black with Excellent, and the Mavens, that is Rema, Boys Fight. And also we have Crayon on that one, Ladi Paul, Magics, and Johnny Drill. Totally love the transformation that they did on Johnny Drill with Wanda Moore. Now, people can wish you bad. People can actually put hexes and all of that. But you are above it all, and you will totally rise. And we had Chandana K and Abel Chungu Musuka with Overcomers. It's 17:44 on Power. Stand by for the Power FM Evening News.
The takeover is here. Today's Power Weather Update.
The current temperature in Lusaka is 20 degrees Celsius with expected temperature lows of 11 degrees Celsius. Winds are moving at 15 kilometers per hour east-southeast. Humidity is at 46%. Sunset in Lusaka is expected at 17:54. If you are tuned in via the TuneIn app in Kitwe or possibly GoTV Audio Channel 304 in Kitwe, current temperature is 25 degrees Celsius, currently at its highest with expected temperature lows of 8 degrees Celsius. Winds are moving at 11 kilometers per hour south, humidity is at 34%, sunset in Kitwe is expected at 17:59. And if you are tuned in via DSTV Audio Channel 914 in Lundazi, eastern Zambia, current temperature is 25 degrees Celsius with expected temperature lows of 14 degrees Celsius. Winds are moving at 19 kilometers per hour southeast. Humidity is at 37%. Sunset in Lundazi has already taken place. That's your weather on Power.
Today's Power Weather Update. Weather Update.
1xBet.
What's 1xBet?
With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia's mining industry hit by $1 billion illicit mineral trade. The small-scale farmers development agency, SAFADA, has cautioned government against rushing to blacklist farmers who fail to comply with the new FISP requirement. In international news, Dangote warns influx of Russian fuel threatens Africa's refining industry. And in sports, Grant drafts Ricky Banda into Chan squad.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trattis. A recent report by the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, has exposed a suspected illegal mineral trade syndicate involving Zambians and nationals from an East African country, sparking widespread concern. According to the FIC, suspicious transactions worth over 1 billion kwacha and 5 million United States dollars were detected between 2022 and 2024. Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, AIPAC, has condemned their illicit activities, urging the government to take immediate action to prevent further losses to the Treasury. AIPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has therefore recommended for the strengthening of regulations, increasing transparency in mineral trade transactions, and swift action against those involved. Mr. Ngoma has further emphasized the need for international cooperation to combat organized crime and illicit financial flows, highlighting the cross-border nature of the syndicate. He said his organization remains committed to promoting transparency and accountability in Zambia's mining sector, working towards a more just and prosperous society for all Zambians.
The SIC has detected suspected tax evasion and money laundering schemes with estimated outflows of the 1 billion related to suspected illicit financial flows in the first quarter of 2024 alone. IPAC condemns these illicit activities and urges the government to take immediate action to prevent further losses to the Treasury. We recommend that the government should strengthen regulations to prevent tax evasion and money laundering in the mining sector. There should be increased transparency in the mineral trade transactions, including detailed reporting, monitoring of suspicious activities. Law enforcement agencies should take swift and decisive action against individuals and companies involved in these illicit activities. Given the cross-border nature of the syndicate, IPAC emphasizes the need for international cooperation to combat organized crime and illicit financial frauds.
The small-scale farmers development agency, SAFADA, has cautioned government against rushing to blacklist farmers who fail to comply with the new Farmers Input Support Program FISP requirement. SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Morway says though the agency welcomes government's new maize marketing regulation, it will be crucial if government exercises patience in blacklisting farmers who will delay in complying with the new regulation. Mr. Morway has therefore called on farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program to cooperate with the Food Reserve Agency in order to protect the country's food security. He adds that the new requirement for FISP beneficiaries to sell at least 10 kilogram bags of maize to the FRA is a fair deal since the inputs provided are not free. Meanwhile, Mr. Mowe has noted with concern that some farmers may be unable to meet the quota due to poor as well as their quick sell to briefcase buyers.
We have had issues about selling fertilizer on the market, this and that. There are a lot of issues around this kind of support. Yeah, so the mandatory was good. It's a good thing to do because farmers need to also support government in one way or another. And they are not even, government is not even saying maybe it's for free, but they are going to be paid. Okay, so the current situation where it's now coming out that farmers are choosing to sell their maize to FRA, to government, it's very unfortunate. I think we urge farmers to really consider how they suffer to access fertilizer, especially those who are vulnerable but viable. You know, this program was set for that. Now, if they are not able to comply with government regulations or requests, I think we are being very unfair as farmers.
In another development, Opposition Patriotic Front PF Media Director Edwin Lufekelo, has criticized the United Party for National Development, UPND, government, stating that the ruling party will struggle to win the 2026 polls. Mr. Lufekelo claims that government has failed to deliver on its promises, including economic prosperity, quality health care, and respect for human rights, citing rampant civil and political arrests, police brutality and the incarceration of political opponents as evidence of government's failure. He further alleges the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and Parliament, accusing them of being compromised and serving as extensions of the executive branch. Mr. Lufekelo predicted that if elections were held today, the UPND would struggle to secure even 30% of the Electoral College, attributing this to widespread discontent among Zambians.
The day they were ushered into office. At the moment, the UPND administration is off target with the Zambian people. I can assure you that if elections were held today, UPND would be lucky to even get 40% of the electoral college. That's how bad Zambians want to remove them out of office. UPND and President Hakainde Hichilema are living in self-deception, denial, full of self-praise, and suggest that it will be difficult to remove them from power. It's quite intriguing. This government will be the easiest to remove from power once opposition unite. This government is a failed project. When a country loses the rule of law, it becomes a banana republic. UPND lying lips will not save them from the 2026 Armageddon. Abuse of state institutions, electoral violence will not save them in 2026.
The Kanyama Constituency Development Fund CDF Committee has disclosed that it has allowed funds to reconstruct the wall fence connecting Kanyama Central Secondary School and Kanyama Community Grounds, which was brought down by heavy rains in March this year. Chinika Ward 11 Councillor Masal Songoma has welcomed the decision, saying it demonstrates citizens' participation in local development. The civic leader